Hey, what's up, podcast? It's Jeff, and this is a special bonus episode of Teach Better Talk. This is the audio pulled from one of our daily drop-ins. That's right, the daily drop-ins are back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, August 3rd to August 14th. We're here to support you, dropping in every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time over on Facebook, in our Facebook group, over on Twitter, Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch. So join us every morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and enjoy this bonus episode. Hey, and we're live. We made it through. I remembered to push live, which was really important for me to do. So good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
It's always fun when I do this because I have my other screen. I was telling the three of you, I put my other screen with the private group in there so I can see names, but it's delayed. So like I'm watching the intro still happening right now. So anyway, so good morning, Mark, Candace, Brianne. Good to see you.
Good morning.
Hi, Amanda.
Good morning.
She loves the intro.
Heck yeah. I'm waiting for my heart to slow down after that intro. That was intense.
Awesome. I was kind of like, I almost want to be like, what's going to happen when it. Adam's already on the golf course, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, good morning. He approves of the countdown. Brad approves. So we got both U.S. and Canadian approval. So this is great. Good morning, Joe. Yeah, we do have like this just crew of ambassadors right now, which is awesome. You're right, Dave. Because so that intro video has the
nice there.
That's the podcast new intro music. So that works. Good morning, Nikki. Good morning, Megan. Good to see you. And good morning, Mark. Good morning, Candace. Good morning, Brianne. I've got this trio of awesomeness and ambassadors here. But also, I realized last night as I was emailing you, getting the link and stuff, that we have all Ohio on the screen right now too. So OH.
I was trying to point to my Ohio thing.
I'm listening for Dave to chime in.
It's over there.
Yeah, where's Dave at? Dave, is this too much Ohio for you? Dave, he already left. He's like, oh, I just realized I'm out of here. So great to see you. Jeffrey, good to see you here. Becky, awesome. Awesome to see you. Good morning, Carly. I get to hang out with Becky, and like as soon as I'm done with the three of you, I get to then get on a call with Becky Schnexer. Like, how cool is that? Good morning, Maggie. Good to see you. Van, always good to see you, sir. He's here briefly. Wow, he's got a
suit. Oh, that's cool.
Ooh, that's awesome. Nice. That's I don't know who he's talking about. I'm going to say he's talking about us collectively. So anyway, it's great to see you. Thanks so much for jumping up, getting up early and jumping on here with me to do this is week number two of our two-week daily drop-in back to school edition. So excited to have the three of you here. If I could, for anyone who's in the comments watching right now, maybe doesn't know you, can you each go around and just introduce yourself? Let us know where you're at. I mean, we know you're in Ohio, but maybe give a better understanding of where in Ohio, and then what your role in education is. Candace, do you want to start?
Sure, I will. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us this early this morning. And I am from Columbus, Ohio. I teach biology, high school biology for Columbus City Schools.
Mark?
Well, my name is Mark Horner, and I teach at Talmadge High School. I teach AP US History and Psychology. So Talmadge is just outside of Akron, a suburb of Akron.
In brief.
Hi, I'm Bree Fennell. I am a first and second grade teacher in Ashland, Ohio, and I am the representative for District 5 for Ohio Teacher of the Year.
Yes. I'm pumped up about that.
Yeah.
So it's great to see you here. We were just talking before we went live. Mark, you're just a few days out from starting back this week as a teacher, and then next week the students start back. Candace, I'm not sure where you are at, but where are you at, Candace? Sorry, when do you start back?
And teachers start back on the 24th, and then students are going to start back on the 8th of September, and we are starting back with our first quarter virtually.
All virtual. Mark, are you guys going back virtual, or are you splitting, or how is it?
So we're actually 5 through 12 are on a hybrid, and then kindergarten will be half day, and then first, second, third, and fourth are full day.
So. And Bree, how are you?
We don't go back. Teachers don't go back till the 31st, and then our kids don't go back until after Labor Day. So we still have a little bit, but teachers were trained last week and the week before in Canvas. So we did do a week together last week, and our K through five are all day, 5 days, and they're doing like a block scheduling, middle school and up, so 90-minute blocks of to prevent some of the traveling, like in the hallways and that kind of thing.
Gotcha. I want to say good morning, Brianna, Jen, good morning, Danielle, good morning, Kate, good morning, Lisa, good morning, Les, good morning. Someone yelled Horner. Who was it? I gotta find it. That's Mike. Shrodawa? Is that how I say your name, right?
Yeah, Shrodawa,
that right, Mike. Good to see you. So good to see everyone. So Mark, were you guys given, were parents given a choice? I guess for all three of you, did you get a choice that they were able to, like, so here where I'm at, which is Stowe, which is just a little bit north of where Mark is, we had an option to go either gold or maroon plan. One was full virtual for the first semester, or there was one that was actually, they're going back full 5 days in person, but based on our county's color code of, which is based on spread and stuff, they could adjust to a AB schedule, and then also it's a fully virtual, obviously based on that. Was that how you guys went too, Mark, or was it?
Yeah, they gave them the option to go. We kind of outsourced our online to a program based out of Cuyahoga County.
That's gonna be my next question.
Yeah, but then we brought in some teachers at all levels to kind of oversee and kind of coach our students and kind of tutor on, you know, remotely. And gave the community the opportunity at the high school. I think we have about 100 kids who chose to go remote.
Out of how many?
Well, that's what I was trying to think about. The, you know, probably about 650, 700. But it's going to be, and then of course, yeah, we're on the AB, but we're the same as you, because we're part, you know, Stowe and Talmadge are part of that compact. So we're all trying to stay on the same plan, because our kids are all back and forth at all the different high schools.
Now in Stowe, they're not doing, they didn't outsource. The teachers are doing all the curriculum and stuff too.
Are they really?
Yeah. We've seen really across the country, like a pretty 50-50 split amongst districts that have, you know, gone out and brought a third party in, or a curriculum or something that's for the online, and that have had it done. But yeah, Stowe decided to go that way. So Candace, was there an option for parents, or was it?
Our parents at first didn't have an option. When they first proposed it in June, pre-K through 8 was going to be on that kind of mixed hybrid schedule, and high school was going to be distance learning for the first two grading periods. But we had some pushback from our parents, and they sent out some pools, and then decided to make all pre-K through 12 distance learning. But they do have an option to do the distance learning with the teacher, or to do an asynchronous virtual academy.
Gotcha. Good morning, Calissa. Calissa's first day back today. So we'll be thinking about you there. So Bree, what was the, how was the decision made? Was it, I mean, I assumed you surveyed your parents, but was there options, and how did that all plan out for you?
We still have a parent survey out right now, currently until August 24th. So
a little bit of time
there's still some decisions that are being made, but we don't have an outsource curriculum.
Gotcha. And our kids, my kids go back the last Monday. What is that? The 20, I should know that date. Whatever the last Monday is, they start back. So a little bit later than Mark. So, all right. So we're kind of in different spots here as far as like how far away we are from starting and how we're starting back and stuff like that. So we have three sort of unique situations all in Ohio, which just sort of sums up how the country is looking right now, which is great that it worked out that way. Where are you at? So Mark, I'm going to go to you, since you're a couple days away from back in and stuff. Where are you at in your planning? Like, where's your mind right now? Right. What are you thinking about right now? What's the biggest thing that you'll work on right now today to prepare yourself for getting back with your colleagues this week, but also then for your students to come next week?
Well, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. My mind is kind of all over the place, because, you know, it's such an unknown getting back to the high school. Like I've got a new room, so I got to get in and I got to get my new room situated. I'm actually using the grid all year this year. Like last year I started using it second semester, but I went back and tweaked all my previous grids, and I've started, you know, working on some new ones. And so I got to get in there and finalize those and check technology and You know, get used to the routine, all the health and safety routines that we're going to have to adjust to, and just kind of getting back into that routine. So I'm kind of all over. I'm trying to settle today. As soon as I get off of this, I've got, you know, a couple things I want to finalize on my intro grid and really dial in on that. And then of course there are some things that on the honey-do list that I got to finish before I go back as well. So
did you join Ray for the intro grid webinar, or
I didn't join her live, okay. But I've been going back and watching on the, gotcha. You know, the stuff on the Academy. So. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. I was going to ask something else, but I lost it for you. So I'm going to move to Candace. where are you at, Candace? What's your biggest focus right now today? Off this, what are you working on?
I'm trying to focus on maybe three different things that I can implement this year. Over the summer, I've learned so much and I was like grasping at everything and I'm like, halt. And I started to get a little anxious and it's like, just focus on three things. So I'm almost set up with like a new website that I'm starting. I'm focusing on kind of revamping my grids. This will be my third year with implementing grids in the classroom. And then really trying to figure out how to connect in different ways and different things that I can do to connect with my students when we're in this virtual learning situation. So that's kind
of
you
Google Classroom, Canvas? What are you on? What?
We are Google Classroom this year. So I did use Google Sites to set up my website, which I felt was very rigid because I've done Weebly before and almost wish I would have went that route. But I'm trying to make it so that it's a one-stop place for my students to go to on the Google site, even though it'll take them to Google Classroom for the when I put my grid on. Mm-hmm. When they click on an assignment, it'll go to Google Classroom, but everything will be through the website, hopefully.
Gotcha. Wow. And Bree, outside of Win and Teacher of the Year, what are you focusing on?
We're doing Canvas, and so just learning a new platform. And I think that was our district's idea too. Candace was we did Google Classroom last year and moved to Canvas. So some of our stuff will be able to, you know, merge over, but they wanted a one-stop shop for it's kindergarten through 12th grade. Everybody will have Canvas. So no matter where your kids are in our buildings, you will, mm-hmm. you know, have the same kind of format to go to. And so that's kind of where we are. We're just, we've just learned it. And then there'll be another opportunity, like right before school starts, like our week-long training where we can, you know, start a little bit more deep dive into like modules and that kind of thing.
Gotcha. Lisa says that she gets to co-teach with Mark and he is amazing. Lisa, expect a message from me later to find out some dirt and then we'll have him live. Be great. So
ooh, there's plenty of that.
Adam says he's still trying to figure out if we're using Google Classroom or not this year. We're switching to a new LMS. That's interesting. Google Classroom is an interesting, that's the weirdest term I've ever seen for golf. Adam, that's interesting. I feel like he's just always on the golf course. I love it. I need to get out there with him.
Well, that was my motivation for getting out last night. I was like, all right, I got to finally get the clubs out of the trunk.
Did you go play last? Where did you play last night?
We played at my father-in-law works down at Brookledge, so we went down and played.
It's a nice little course. Yeah. I have not been out this year at all. I got out once last year.
Yeah.
It's bad. It would be bad if I'm going to get out before the end of this year, but it'll be bad. So maybe I'll film some of it. Everybody else will feel better about themselves. So
golf better.
Right. The next adventure.
We're gonna have to go with golf fail as the hashtag. I don't think we can use better. We'll taint the name. So curious to know, you know, because you know, three different situations all in the same state, similar, you know, so different, you know, so you're working with the same standards and guidelines at the state level, but very different, obviously, in your different areas. What are the conversations that you're having, if you're having them with your colleagues and stuff? Are they feeling nervous? Are they still anxious? Are they starting to calm down a little bit, or is it worse because it's so close? Or how are those conversations going? Whoever wants to jump in can. I'm just going to trust you guys.
Well, I'll tell you, I feel for my colleagues because I feel like it's such a roller coaster of emotions. Like you kind of settle in and you know what to expect, And then literally a minute later, it changes. Like, I mean, right before we went live, and I saw Adam just, he commented on it, but, you know, in our group chat, the Beacon Journal published an article that said the Summit Counties recommending we start virtual. You know, so you, you kind of get your mindset, you know, you're set, you're ready for the hybrid, you start planning, and you're dealing with all the emotions surrounding even going back, and you finally get settled, and all of a sudden, there's another monkey wrench thrown into the mix. And so we're all kind of up and down. I mean, my colleagues and a bunch of them are on here. I mean, everyone just wants to get back in the classroom and they want to be around the kids. They love the kids. But then at the, you know, you're also very concerned about the safety aspect of it and what's going to happen. And so it's just been a roller coaster.
It really is. It's like not even day to day anymore. It's minute to minute. Chad had a 2-day virtual workshop this past week. With Additional, we worked with for a few years, and in the middle of the workshop, so they were planning to be back 5 days a week face to face. In the middle of the workshop, all the teachers got the email that said, "Nope, we're going 100% virtual."
Damn.
So it's like literally, I mean, you know, which I mean, fortunately, I mean, Mark, Candace, you guys both know, like they were learning grids and running grids, so they it was kind of a cool moment for us for them to go, "Oh, wait a minute, so we should just keep doing these,
keep doing it,
okay?" And Chad's like, "Yeah, we just have to adjust the delivery and whatever." And so it's worked out well that way. But yes, it's been so crazy, you know, up and down, you know, those emotions stuff. Brianne, I know you do a lot of coaching with your fellow teachers and a lot of support like that. How are you? What are those conversations right now? You guys are a little further out from starting,
right?
Which I don't know if that's better or worse, to be honest. Like the theory could be that like that gives you more time for like state to lock down, and then you just know you're going virtual. But also, who knows, right? So how are you and your colleagues handling things? What are those conversations like right now for you?
I think that going into even our Canvas training gave us kind of an insight of how like students and parents are going to feel, because it was like, you know, I think as teachers and I mean, as a society, we're like rule followers. So they tell us like, these are the rules that you need to follow. And then it's like, well, how are we going to do that the best way for students and staff? And I think our district did a good job, like showing that they cared about us by making sure all those guidelines were followed and in place, even for our training. So like when you went into that training, the first day was super weird because you had the, you know, your temperature was taken, your mask had to be on, you know, there was, you know, bottles of sanitizer at each place. And, you know, you're looking at, oh, like, I like your mask. Like, what do you say to people you haven't seen in a really long time? Like, instead of, I like your outfit or your shirt, it's I like your mask.
I like your mask.
I like your mask. Where'd you get it? So it's just like new conversations like that. I feel like as the week went on, like we kind of settled into that routine. Like, okay, we are okay. We're safe. And I think that's what we're going to have to, you know, provide for our students, whether they are at home and we need to be connected with them there, or if we're at school and we're face to face, you know, having those conversations of safety first, like before we do anything else. And it was the same with our staff training. Like we're feeling safe. We know these guidelines are in place. Okay, now what can we actually learn? Your brain has to get out of that fear first before you can gain any new information. So I feel like it was good that we did that Canvas training ahead of school, because that first week before school, I'm not sure how much will be retained. So, you know, now we have some time to process and play around with those kind of things.
Good. Candace, same thing to you. Like, what are the conversations? So you're in a different, you know, you guys are already going back fully virtual. What are your colleagues happy about that? I mean, obviously no one's happy about not being able to see their kids in person. I think that's always an underlying thing. But do most of your colleagues feel like that's the right way to go? Feeling good about it? Are you having conversations with them to lean on each other? What are those like right now?
Yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty still on whether we're actually going to report to the building. So a lot of teachers, they're concerned, like we're having conversations about if we do get to report to the building or not. Mm-hmm. And then when we do start back with the kids on September 8th, what is that going to look like? And how are we going to really make those connections that we normally make? You know, we all kind of joke around about being first year teachers. And just that uncertainty of not knowing how things are going to go. When we were thrown into it back in March, we already knew the kids. So I think it was a lot easier, but being thrown into it at the beginning of the school year, not knowing the kids, how do we handle Zoom meetings if we choose Zoom? And that's kind of what we've been focused on. How do we build those relationships? How do we take care of the SEL situations that we know that we're going to have? And then just without knowing the kids, just jumping in. So my thought is, in a normal classroom situation, yeah, you are face-to-face. You still don't know those kids. Mm-hmm. So you're going to use the same strategies kind of that you would normally use, but it's going to be done virtually. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
I've had that conversation a bunch of times about just not being in person and the physical touch. And what I've tried to tell people is like, yeah, I love hugs. I'm a hugger. Like just, I'm so kinesthetic. Like I am a hugger, but like your hug is not what made me fall in love with you as a person. And like, consider you my friend, right? The fact that I knew you and I knew your heart and I knew your personality and we were friends is why that hug is so good. Right. And that's why that high five like is so good. So like, it's the same thing. Like your students don't fall in love with you because you hug them or because you high five them. That's just an additional thing that's really cool for them. They like it. Right. But they fall in love with you, like your personality, your smile and your jokes and your whatever that mannerism is. So like, it's the same people within, anyone in your life. So like, I think that's the way that we need to be looking at it. Candace is, all right, what did I do normally? Take out the high fives and what else do I do in my classroom to actually build relationships and actually get to know them? All right, now how do I do that digitally? I think the key with that you just said, I think is killer, is that you said even when we're face-to-face, we don't know those kids, right? So just go back to that. How do I do that? How do I work that out? And there's a lot of fun stuff you can do virtually that you can't do in person, right? You can let them play with avatars, which tells you a lot about their personality, right? You can let them build their own pictures, which tells you a lot about their creativity and personality and stuff too. And so I've seen a lot of that stuff. So it's going to be, I think this this semester is going to be a lot of fun, come September, October, when everyone's sharing out how they like right now, it's a lot of ideas, but when teachers are actually putting in practice and, hey, I've been doing this and it's working great. I've started doing this and it's amazing. My kids really like this. And we find out all these new ways of building relationships that even when we do get back face to face, we might be able to then do the reverse. All right. Now how do I do this thing I did with technology, but in person, cause it worked really well and stuff. So I'm excited to see that creativity come from teachers all over the place. So.
Well, one of the things that I'm really enjoying, honestly, teaching psychology, talking to the kids and even some of the kids, I coach and I have kids around me a lot, even during the summer. So they've got their masks on. We're talking about,
they're heading over to their grandma's. I'm sorry. Oh. Everyone has to watch. You can come.
Well, you know what? I just shooed my daughter away. She's 17. So I was like, no, don't bother me right now.
Love you guys.
Aww.
I'm not afraid to show my cute kids. My wife's over there too, but she's staying out.
Well, at some point, my dog's going to come and try to get on my lap because
mine might too. As soon as they all leave, my dog will probably come down and jump right here. She does that. She makes it on here a lot. So, anyway,
I would just say, talking to the kids about like just looking in the eyes and watching these micro expressions that your eyes are making and learning to read. Mood and communication through your eyes. And it's exciting when you take this part out and then you got to watch this, now I'm telling my kids, hey, look at me in the eye. How are you doing really? How do you feel? And then you can, the eyes are the window to the soul. So you're reading them differently.
I'm also interested to see, with just specifically the virtual stuff is whether some kids are going to be more willing to share that they don't understand something and ask questions that they're afraid to put their hands up with.
Yeah.
Right. I have a buddy who teaches at Youngstown State in Ohio, and he teaches it's a social media marketing course. And it's probably been 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago now, he switched, it's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He switched his Friday class to, they don't go to class. They have a Twitter chat. And he said, ever since he did that, he goes, his Fridays are always the best discussions. They're the most insightful. And his performance of his students from every semester since then has been better. Because even at the college level, like he goes, it's different to raise your hand and ask a stupid question, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, even though all your friends are still there virtually, it's different when you're on your couch and you're able to do that. So possibly there's an opportunity here that we can look at some of these silver linings and say, well, maybe the student's more willing to say, hey, I don't understand him. I don't know what's going on, Mrs. Miller. I'm confused. And they're afraid to raise your hand to do that because their buddy does understand it or whatever. You know what I mean? So little things like that, I think, are little, if we can pick out the little positives, we can maybe help with some of the emotional roller coaster ride that we're all in. So,
and I did have, just working through Google Classroom for the first time, utilizing it with assessments, kids were able to ask questions right on the question that they had on the assignment. So I was able to either like make a quick video for them and pop it on their assignment, or if I kept having the same questions over and over again, making that video for everybody. So I think that actually is a huge positive in that type of environment. So
I agree.
Yeah. Awesome. And that's one of the things I love so much about using like Pear Deck and Nearpod. Even the anonymous contributions. I mean, kids open up and it just takes those discussions to a much deeper level because they're really just sharing. I mean, they're truly, truly how they feel without, you know, being, you know, they're fearless. And so I'm excited about that part.
I noticed that last night I did a guest moderator on Bookcamp PD, and I noticed that going through the comments that there was at least one, if not more, college student that was in there, and they were like tagging their professor. So I knew like that must have been part of their assignment, which I think is totally cool. Like that was not never something that we explored. So it kind of shows like how things have changed, but I think it's great that they have people going out there seeing what real educators are talking about and you know what the conversations are right now. I can't imagine just joining the field at this point in time. Like this will be their new normal. And so
yeah, it's kind of crazy. Jen Reed asked, I would love to brainstorm how we could do a Twitter chat without Twitter. What platforms work best? You can do that on a lot of different platforms. You can do that in just a Google Doc, right? It's just, you just need something that does a live stream, right? So even in the stream of your Google Classroom, maybe create a separate one for that chat or whatever, but you could do that on a Google Doc. You could do that within, I think Canvas has it. Doesn't Canvas have a, like a stream chat type feature, I believe?
Yeah, conversations, I think.
Conversations, right? So there's a lot of ways you could do that. Jen, I think that, you know, pretty much all you need is anything. Take the social media aspect out of it and just anything that has some sort of a live stream where they can comment consistently and live, I think is how you could have those conversations. So,
and you know, one thing I just, I'm reading Matt Miller's Tech Like a Pirate, and they've got that template on there. You know, he's got the template for free, the Twitter template or the Instagram or whatever. You could just, you know, embed those right into Google Slide and just have everybody just chime in right there, kind of give it the Twitter feel. I don't think Twitter chats are going away, so it's a good introduction for even the little
players. Yeah, definitely not going to go away. Well, we've been around for a long time, and there's such a big, big thing in the education space, which is really great. Yeah. So we're about 30 minutes, and what else is going on in your life that's maybe not related to – well, maybe it's related, but I know the ambassadors had a challenge to take – well, remind me of the challenge. You were to take one full day just to yourself or family, right? Did the three of you, that show of hands, who met that challenge? Brie, you didn't?
Oh, I didn't.
Come on, Brie.
I didn't make it the full 24 hours. I had a couple things that I did dip my toe into that weren't strictly for me, but.
Well, Brie, I think I may
have. I didn't either, Brie. Don't worry. Yeah.
I may have said it in our chat, but I wasn't really intentionally going to designate my day as our day, but we ended up having to do it because there were some things kind of brewing around and things were getting frustrating. So finally I just said, you know what, give me everybody's phones. I just took everybody's phones and I put them up on top of the fridge. I put my wife's in silent mode and I said, you're the only one with the phone. Let's get the heck out of here. And so we went for a hike, and then we went down, Jeff's familiar with the Hartville Market, so we went down there and did a little shopping and walking around, and then came back and ended up just having a nice peaceful day where we just kind of disconnected. Nice. And it was nice.
Nice. Fun fact, Mark actually coached at Lake.
Oh, did you?
For 4 years, coach boys soccer. Yeah. Okay. And that's actually before all this, where Chad and I sort of became more that we were business acquaintances, and then we became friends because he helped coach my goalies over there. So anyway, fun fact about Chad Ostrowski is that he's a soccer goalie.
And I love soccer as well. I played soccer and coached for a long time. So
gotcha.
My son is very into soccer, and that's another thing that is really missing for him right now is that social, emotional piece. Like, as an 8-year-old, like, he has, like, his video friends, like, you know, people that he does gaming with. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things we did is he did have a friend come over, and we did go to a farm and get some produce, and we went, they did some like skateboarding and that kind of thing. So it was, you know, I feel like I was able to give that time to my kids. And so even if I didn't meet the whole 24-hour challenge, I was still,
that's still pretty good, Brie.
Yeah.
We'll give you like,
I'm an overachiever, so it really hurts me to not fulfill a challenge.
Me too. I went in, I saw that in challenge in a group, and I just left the group. I was like,
I can't do that. One of the things too I wanted to bring up, and just because this is the Teach Better group, but you know, as talking to my friend is and listening to some of these things is the accessibility piece for a lot of our students, and like trying to meet the needs of everybody is so important in our field of education. But Mark, I know you talked a little bit about that psychology piece, and you know, I have family members that have autism, and that's a piece that is going to be part of like their social emotional like learning goals, is to like be able to even make that eye contact, to be able to read that mood, and to be able to you know, navigate yet another, like, I just learned these social norms and now there's new ones, and now I'm going to have to adjust appropriately. And how does that look like? So, I mean, as we're thinking about our kids, and my great friend Marie, she works at the School for the Blind, and she's talking about how great all these like the Bitmoji classroom things are. However, they're not accessible for her students. They just read as clip art, so they're not able to navigate each of those parts. You know, if they're just embedded into the environment. And so, you know, and we're even with our teacher of the year, Anthony, had an interpreter come in, and that was something that was important for him to be able to access this virtual world. And so knowing our students very well is important, like what their interests are and what they like, but how they're actually able to learn and get their needs met, that's a responsibility that we all have as well.
Absolutely true.
There's no doubt she is definitely one of our teachers of the year, isn't there? After that, that's amazing.
That
good
is
point.
True. Candace, what did you do for your 24 hours there? I'm going back to that. I'm sorry.
Trying to make a little light after that.
Important fact to me, be like, let's talk about personal stuff instead.
We were supposed to go camping, but we ended up just staying around the house, just kind of watching, catching up on stuff that we hadn't caught up on. Went outside at night, had our fire pit fire, and nice. Got a phone call from our son. So that made the day. My son's 21 and he's out in California.
Okay.
Living his big life. So.
Gotcha. We had we did a fire with s'mores on Friday night, and I camped out in the tent in the backyard with my son and my daughter. That was her. My daughter's been struggling with it. She struggles with anxiety, and she's been struggling with staying in her room and sleeping at night. So we gave her a challenge of 5 days in a row, and she got to camp out. That was her reward. So we did that. We did s'mores, which they love. And then I have a little fire pit and stuff. And then we camped out. It was funny though. She was so excited about this camp out and us being in the tent, like camping out. She was asleep before I even got into the tent. Like, she was out cold. And then I spent the night trying to, my son was kind of behind us, and he kicked me like 38 times in the head, and like, it was just, yeah, it was. And we invited the two of the kids across the street are like their best friends, so they actually brought their own tent over and slept so we could social distance and stuff, but that made Jacqueline feel like it was a camp over. So it was fun. So that was my, well, definitely not 24 hours, but I did, you know, for a little bit there. And then my Saturday was fairly family oriented. So it's hard to take any time when Ray calls you all the time. She's constantly bothering me, constantly giving me more tasks.
Pestering.
It's very difficult. So, so let's talk about, do you guys have the challenge out for this week yet? Did they put that up yet or no? Oh, come on, Megan and Andrea. Where you at? No.
Well, they had the two of them. Didn't they go out last night? So they went out, family dinner.
I saw Megan up this morning, but I don't know. We'll see. She had to get up and she works out early and stuff. But so let's talk about, just because I have the three of you on here and this is all ambassadors in Ohio and stuff. I'm curious to know. We'll do this live. How the ambassador stuff is going for the three of you? How's that all working? Oh, there's Andrea. She's here. Oh, 10 a.m. 10 a.m. So, Andrea, is that 10 a.m. your time or 10 a.m. real time where we are?
Real time.
That's a little poke for all my CST friends. How is it going? So let's talk about Megan and Andrea for a second. Nice live. We'll make them blush for a minute. So these two our lead ambassadors and stuff, and the three of you are ambassadors, very active ambassadors, and everything that we do. How are things going there? What's it like being in that smaller community within this larger community?
I think it's been kind of awesome just to get to know educators from a different standpoint, because normally I would just connect with educators who are other teachers or maybe other science teachers on the Teach Better website. But it's kind of neat to have that connection with other educators who aren't necessarily in the same part of education that I am, to kind of see their standpoint on what's going on.
I think that's such a big, a really important piece to do. And the fact that, like, I mean, social media technology allows us to do that, to connect with people all over the world, but to build those connections with people who have different roles than you in education, whether that mean I'm a teacher and I'm connecting with you because you're an admin, or because I'm a first grade teacher and I'm connecting with you because you're high school, or because you teach a very specific subject or a different style or a different area, right? So I think that's such an important piece to get those different lens, those different viewpoints, and to see that there's still challenges and struggles and restrictions and, you know, pains and everything at every different level, every different position and stuff. That I think is really, really important to kind of round yourself out. So Mark, well, Randy, you guys can jump in too if you want.
I'll tell you that since the quarantine, and if the quarantine wouldn't have happened, I would not have invested as much time in my PLN and the ambassadorship, as well as another group that I'm a part of, Men in Ed. And I can tell you that it's been a lifesaver. The fact that I've had this time to establish these relationships all over the place. I mean, the ambassadors that are in our group are these extraordinary teachers who have these incredible ideas, but most importantly, they just love kids. They just want to invest in kids and they want to change lives, you know, eternally. And so I feed off of their enthusiasm, their passion. I get on there and I read the messages and I listen to our Voxer group, and you know, you walk away feeling okay. You realize it's okay to not be okay, that everyone's struggling, that everyone's got this, that we've got the same battles no matter where we're at, whether we're in Canada or you know, the state up north or anywhere. You know, we've all got these same issues and we are in it together. And so I have absolutely loved my experience. The challenges have been great. The camaraderie has been awesome. I have just grown. I think Candace, you might have said this earlier. There's so much that's coming at us. We're just growing in so many different areas and we're learning so much that it's hard to really narrow it down to one or two things to focus on. But it's because I'm just feeding off everybody else's energy and they're driving me and pushing me to become a better teacher and to become a better human being, honestly. So the ambassadorship has been awesome. I was just so incredibly honored to be picked to be an ambassador. And I wear that badge with pride. I'm always talking about the Teach Better mindset and philosophy, because it should be every teacher's goal to just, you know, be better tomorrow than you are today, you know, and to improve the lives of our kids. And running parallel to that has been this group of extraordinary men who are, a lot of them are part of Teach Better. So I've got these two groups that I'm walking, you know, in between that are just making me a better person. So I love it. I absolutely love it. And Andrea and Megan are incredible. I mean, they're, yeah,
I agree.
They're so much fun.
So Bree, do you want to add anything or are you good?
Yes. Well, I think Mark covered.
I was saying, you're smiling and nodding with saying pretty much all
we did. Yeah, absolutely. It's been fun to have like these little, I don't know, like side supports too. I have a few of our Teach Better Ambassador family members that are also like part of my, like workout support team. And so like, we're doing the same kind of workouts and kind of like checking in with each other. And so it's nothing that's like, hey, you need to do this, but it's like, hey, how's this going? And, you know, how can I support you? And I think that going into this year, that supporting each other as teachers and making sure that we're doing self-care and that we're taking care of ourselves and not just like kind of throwing ourselves out there, I think that the ambassador group and Teach Better as a whole is going to be so vital this year and making sure that we're taking care of ourselves and our mental health and just making sure that we have a place that's safe that we can talk through things that are happening. Just like Jeff, you checking in with all of us, like we're all in the same state, but our situations are all so different. And I think it's going to be the same even within our districts and our school buildings. Like, what's the pulse of, you know, teacher health? Like, are we feeling, you know, how are we feeling? What are some things that the administration or different groups can do to support you? And that's the great thing about having Teach Better. I am a part of, our district has a resilience team. And when it was first thought of last year, it was very student focused, and not that it's not going to be, but this year we're going to kind of check in with our teachers and see what kinds of things that we can do or provide, or even one of the ideas I had was just looking over like our health insurance policy and seeing what kinds of things are covered under that, like for teacher health. Because sometimes we're like, okay, we figured this out for our kids or our husband, like whoever in our family, but we forgot to check that with ourselves. So, you know, could you go get, you know, a therapy session that's virtual? Could you get reimbursement, which our district has for some of our health places around town? Like, is yoga covered? Like, those are the types of things that we're going to try to do to make sure that teachers' health and safety is also thought of.
I love that. I love that you're looking at that. That's something that not a lot of people think to look at, and they either assume something's not covered or they assume something is, then they get in trouble financially and stuff like that. So I think it's a really important thing. I have two notes. One, Danielle's called it TBA. Is that like a thing? Is it TBA is what we call that? Or is that just Danielle's thing that she's trying to start right now?
Teach Better Ambassadors. Yep.
Okay. My other thing is I got a little bit of a bone to pick with, apparently with Brianne, Amanda, and Megan about how I'm just sudden, like I'm not good enough for this workout support team. So, you know, Megan, you can expect a ping when I get off this video. I think I want to note with this, with all the ambassador talk, I love that we talk about it. We have three of you on here. Let's, of course, but I think you can step outside of there. And Mark, you mentioned another group you're in. I think it all comes back to building your PLN, right? It's finding the support pieces that you need. And you may have that in your district, and that's awesome. Some people don't, or maybe you don't have quite the right fit, or you need some other things. And the fact is, we don't have those geographical barriers anymore, right? We can connect that all over the world. So like building that PLN so that you have people to turn to complain to vent to learn from, to grow with, to hold you accountable and stuff like that. I mean, that's so crucial. I don't even know. I mean, it is so important. It's insane. And one of the things that I was talking, when I talked to like people who are trying to start businesses and entrepreneurship things, one of the most important things I talk about is building your team. And I always preface, I'm like, I'm not talking about necessarily people who work with you, employees, that. I'm talking about your team, who's going to support you when it gets tough, because it does, right? And same with teaching is always tough, but right now it's just insane, and it's going to be tough this entire year. That's just the fact. And Mark, you said it earlier, I think you said it so spot on, is that we're we're all first year teachers at this point, right? Yeah. It's a whole new world at this point, right? So having that support, those support pieces in place, and hopefully your family can be a part of that, but you need other people as well, right? Is so important. So I appreciate all the sharing of that and stuff. So Andrea and Megan are just showering y'all with praise and love. That's what they do.
Well, you know, Jeff, if I could just chime in for a moment, to your point, these people that are walking beside us, I mean, I love the accountability factor. You know, when I'm walking around the house now, and it'll be the same thing in the classroom. If there's something I'm not doing that I know I should be doing, I know I have a group that I have to answer to. You know, so out of these groups, kind of like what Brianna's talking about, I have a smaller group. We have a little nickname for us. It's kind of funny, but somebody dubbed us the Fantastic Five. So there's five guys, there's five of us, kind of like your workout group, but those four guys hold me accountable. And they ask me the tough questions, and then they present to me these other things to consider when I'm bouncing ideas off of them. And it's just getting the different perspectives and seeing it from a different lens just helps me continue to become a better version of myself. And we need that. I mean, I need that as a husband, as a father, as a teacher. I have to have that in order for me to honor my wife and honor my kids and honor my students at school to be the best teacher that I can be. So, you know, it's vital. I mean, you cannot do this alone. You can't do it alone. Whether you're an ambassador or not, I would encourage whoever's watching is not an ambassador, hop on the mastery chat, blow up your PLN, and just start participating. Nobody cares if you misspell anything because you don't have your glasses on, because I do all the time when I'm chiming in because I don't have my glasses. I grab my phone and I'm trying to do it while I'm running around, and then I misspell. So nobody cares. They just want you to be a part of it, and they want you to know that we're all one big family just trying to conquer this COVID beast together and better the lives for our kids. So I'm off my soapbox.
No, I think that's actually a great way to kind of wrap up this morning. The three of you are part of that support piece that helps me be better all the time. The entire ambassador group, our entire, like, just the family in general, is just I can't even explain it. The honor that, as you can tell, I can't find words, so I'm done trying at this point. But I just so appreciate the three of you. The three of you carry the Teach Better mindset just to a T, and not just within yourself, but with everyone that you talk to and the way you support others and hold others up and lift each other's up. And I love it. It's been such a cool thing with the ambassador program to watch that happen and kind of come. I mean, Andrea and Megan, it was a year of them just visualizing it after we're like, well, we have this idea, and they're like, we got it. And they just went, and they come with us. Hey, we have this idea. Like, can we do this, or can we? And they just made it happen. Now watching it just go, it's just been so cool. And it's such a, that Voxer group is absurd. The awesomeness that's in it. And I'm like, oh, I got to go sit down for like an hour and listen to all this stuff. Just catch up what's going on, which is really, really cool. So, super, super appreciate all three of you for that, but also for coming on this morning, hanging out with me, sharing what's going on, being vulnerable with us and sharing where you're at and mentally and stuff. So really appreciate that. If you are listening on the podcast, this is obviously a replay. So make sure you get into either into the group or follow us on Twitter or go to the YouTube channel or get in the Facebook group so you can join us live. We'll be back live tomorrow and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as well. This is the last week. We did 2 weeks of this drop in right now. So appreciate you coming on. Appreciate everyone chatting with us in the comments. They were pretty much on fire this morning, which is awesome. Appreciate all of you listening as well. And we will see you back here tomorrow morning for another daily drop in. Mark, Brianne, Candace, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Everyone have an amazing Monday. And I hope, you know, as always, you can always reach out if you need anything. And I appreciate y'all. Have a good one.